Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's GTC Q3 2017 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by the question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, 13th of November, 2017. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our Q3 2017 results call. As usual, the presentation will be done by Tomasz and Erez, and then it will be followed by question and answer session. Let us start. Tomasz, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big pleasure for me to elaborate today on the presentation of our Q3 and nine months 2017 numbers. It has been an outstanding quarter, and therefore the headline that GTC is in an accelerated future growth fueled by value creation. The value creation happened in this quarter mainly by the completion of Galeria Północna, delivering in total a profit of 66 million euros, and more important, acquisitions and the completion of Północna will boost the annualized in-place rent by more than 20%. GTC logged a profit before tax at 66 million only in Q3, which makes up for 134 million euros in nine months of 2017. The earnings per share are up to 0.24 euros over nine months in 2017. EPRA NAV is up by 14% in nine months 2017. The gross margin at 65 million euros stable, but this is just because the Galeria Północna and the new acquisitions did not contribute much. Galeria Północna did not contribute at all to the gross margin so far, which will change dramatically when the leases are running now. Here we have a big improvement in front of us. FFO1 is up to 12 million in Q3 and 34 million euros in the first nine months 2017. The average interest rate is down to 3.1% compared to December 2016, where it was 3.2%, and we will see further improvement on that number. Interest cover 3.6 times and the net LTV down to 42% since the value creation at Północna is contributing here. 155 million of equity was created through the completion of the development of Galeria Północna, and the Galeria was completed, and this is very important for us, in budget and more important, in time. It is the first large modern shopping mall in Warsaw since more than 10 years, and this is also a proof that GTC is really hands-on and managed to get building permits done in this very complex structure of planning in Warsaw. It attracted the largest number of newcomers among Warsaw shopping centers so far. On tenant side, we could lock in Hamleys, which is only in Eastern Europe, in Prague so far. We could get in Newbies, we could get in Sarina, Love Republic, and Four Faces store, which is a flagship store. The center attracted more than 2 million visitors so far in the first two months, which is an incredible number and above our expectation. The revaluation gain was 57 million upon completion in Q3 2017 and contributed so far during the project time to euro 155 million profit. This is intermediate numbers because we will see more when the occupancy gets above 90% and the valuation cap rate will change from estimated end value to real income. It will also contribute for the future growth by enabling us to change from the construction loan into investment loan, which will go up to 200 million euros, and this will be an 84 million euro top-up on the existing loan on Galeria Bonanza. On acquisition side, we were able to secure two acquisitions. One is Belgrad Business Center, a 17,700 square meter office building in Belgrad, almost fully leased, and a second building in Bucharest in a very prominent location in the CBD Victoria area of 4,200 square meters. Total investment costs in these two assets were 46 million, but they will contribute in NOI of 4.1 million annually, which is approximately a 9% yield on these acquisitions. Strong leasing performance is the backbone of GTC, and both new leases, extensions, and most important, pre-leasing on our developments are guaranteeing that whenever we complete and run our asset portfolio, we will have high occupancy rates and very strong cash flow. We see overall occupancy at 93% over the portfolio. It's 1% down to the June 2017 number, but this is a temporary effect of having Galeria Północna fresh open with the occupancy a little bit below 90%. Whenever Północna will pick up on occupancy, and we are sure that it will soon, we will get back to 94% and even higher occupancy rates. We do have over 350,000 square meters in the development pipeline, with 145,000 square meters under construction. We received new building permits in Q3 for Advanced Business Center in Sofia, an office building with 14,100 square meters, and we received a permit in Zagreb for Matrix with 21,000 square meters. This Matrix will be done in two phases, two buildings of 10 and 10,500 square meters GLA. And therefore, these buildings have been reclassified to project under construction. We do expect a strong net asset value and FFO growth from this development activity. We have six projects in total under construction, and 7,800 square meters will be still completed in Q4 2017. This is the fully pre-leased office building in Warsaw. And in 2018, we will see another 73,400 square meters GLA completed. In details is GTC White House. This is the building which is pre-leased to BlackRock in Budapest. We will see Ada Mall in Belgrade and Green Heart office building phase one and probably phase two in Belgrade. Another 63,600 square meters to be completed in 2019 and 2020, which will guarantee a continuous NAV growth and blocking a lot of profits from development each quarter to come. Six projects on top of that, with more than 143,000 square meters of office space and retail space of 61,000 square meters, are in planning stage, where we are working on concepts and building permit designs, plus two extensions on existing projects of about 5,100 square meters. The overview on the asset split and functional split has a change since last quarter because also of the completion of the Galeria in Warsaw. One can see that the gross asset value of income-generating assets is now close to 1.6 billion euros, and the retail part is now went up to 38% of the total portfolio. Out of that, Galeria Północna is contributing to 21%, which is the biggest move on that side. And we also increased the exposure to Poland a lot, so from around 43% to 44% in the former quarters, we are now at 57% of the total portfolio. and we can also say that 55% out of our Polish portfolio is now in prime retail. Prime retail means Galeria Północna and Galeria Jurajska. Those are dominant super regional shopping malls with a full offer, big size, and very prime. So we are not in the field of having secondary city, small power centers or something. We had also a quite sharp reduction of projects under construction versus income generating assets. We are now to 7%. But in the next quarters to come, this gross asset value of 137 million, and out of that we have again 32% retail, which is Adler Mall in Belgrade, will contribute to gross asset value, but I think also from 2018 on to profits every quarter, since leasing and construction will go on and the risk will be reduced on that development. The allocation of Poland with 57% is also making our engagement in other capital cities in CEE and SEE relatively smaller, and this is also giving us the room, for example, in Belgrade, Serbia, where we have now 10% only, to add a lot of value to stay around 15 to 20% maximum on our target score for Serbia. Page 8 is showing our top project on terms of size. Of course, Galeria Północna in Warsaw is now leading, is by far the biggest asset with a valuation of 337 million euros. And just one remark on that one, this is based on 89% occupancy. And we will see in the next quarters to come, when the leasing progresses more, that the estimated rent value of the 11% vacancy is now still on a very conservative yield and valuation. And when this is coming into real lease agreements, we will see here improvement on valuation. Galeria Jurajska, the second big one, shows a lot of improvement on occupancy, 96% now. If one would compare the last 5-6 quarters, one would see that here every quarter we have 1 or 2% improvement, and this will also continue hopefully in Q4 this year. So we are hoping to get at 97 to probably 98% at the end of this year. Citygate is on a stable occupancy at 93%. A lot of leases could be renewed and some new leases could be signed. So the property is performing well and we are very happy to have it. Avenue Mall Zagreb, anyway, 99% occupancy. And this is also the sign that our start of development of office building in Zagreb makes a lot of sense, because the occupancy of good quality assets are very high in this city. Centerpoint Budapest, 97% occupied, but here is important to say that we expect to renew two big leases which are making up to more than 70% of the building still in Q4 2017 with increased rents. And whenever these lease agreements are signed, the extensions and renewals, we will hopefully also see an improvement in value. Aeropark Business Center in Warsaw, our headquarters here, show the lowest occupancy, but we are also, we took already measures to improve the service here and also the service spectrum, including a fitness center and other amenities people want to see, and we hope to also improve these numbers during the first the fourth quarter 2017 and first quarter 2018. In total, we are quite happy with the occupancy, but still working on improving every single asset. The property overview in terms of building age and locations shows now, especially on retail, improvements, because since we have Zagreb and Warsaw as capital cities, we have the biggest bunch of retail centers in capital cities, Zagreb and Warsaw, and a very dominant super regional shopping center in Częstochowa, which means that our shopping exposure is only Class A, and this is exactly our strategy. On page 11 is, let's say, a big overview on GTC's future in terms of development. It does not mean that this is the only thing we can do, but this is at least the one, the projects we have full under control. We are full in our ownership, and we are working already either on building permits, we have building permits, and on pre-leasing. This is now split in two sections. One is under construction. This is Artico in Warsaw, which will be completed in Q4. We have White House in Budapest, which shall be completed in April next year. We have Ada Mall in Belgrade, which shall be also completed by the end of next year. Greenheart in Belgrade, which will be partly completed end of next year and in 2019. ABC 1 in Sofia, where we are just about to start the real construction. Excavation is ongoing. And Matrix Zagreb, where we are about to close the agreements with the general contractor and also start construction soon. Planning stage, Budapest City Tower, the Twist. We hope to get building permit in Q1 2018. GTCX in the first half of next year, building permit is expected. We have APC 2 in Sofia, where we are working with high pressure on design because the demand is so high that we feel that APC 1 in Sofia might be already fully pre-leased, at least by term sheets, not signed agreements, but the feedback is so positive that we will have to accelerate here. Compact in Budapest, also on full steam on building permit design, hope to get this the end of this year or first quarter next year. City Rose Park, Bucharest, hopefully first quarter not next year. Mm-hmm. Galleria Jurajska and Cascada extension is also under process, but small. And Galleria Vilanov is a bit still question mark when we will get a permit, but we still hope to get it during next year. So altogether, we will be able to produce here an expected net operating income or net rent of about 78.2 million euros. This in average weighted terms capitalized with about somewhere between 6.7 and 7% yield makes a 15 times multiplier, gives a total gross asset value of 1.17 billion euros. The average multiplier, of course, is a management view, private management view, and not meant to be a forward-looking statement. But just to give investors an indication, the cost, the total cost of doing all the developments, including land, construction, financing, planning, and whatsoever, will be around 830 million, which makes a future forward development profit of about 300 to 340 million euro, and this after profit realization of Paul Notman. He also gave for just for the sake of comfort to anybody reading this one new column, which is the Jones Lang LaSalle prime yield. We do not 100% support all the numbers listed here, but this is basically from GLL, the prime yield from the city report. But we can say that in average numbers, in our opinion, they are quite accurate and not far off. We might have some remarks on Belgrade and prime office in Warsaw, which we have a different view. But in general, we can leave it for the comfort of the reader to see the existing yields. One also has to make sure that it's fully understood that these are existing yields per Q3 2017. Our assets will be completed either in 2018 or 20, where we still expect yield compression. We have in the following pages a lot of details about single assets. We could go over this if there is a request on the Q&A section, and I would like to hand over to Eris, one L, to elaborate on the key financials.
Good afternoon. I start on page 17, key financial highlights. Here we can see several parameters which basically tells the story of what happened in this quarter, namely the completion of Galeria Północna. On one hand, we see that the numbers in terms of operating numbers in Q3 remained the same, at the same level that that they were, give or take, in the 9 months of 2016. However, the profit has increased with the completion of the center. EPRA NAV has increased significantly, gross asset value and FFO. Most importantly is to mention that the rental income will increase, the annualized rental income by 20% from 87 million to 105 million, and this will be visible in the fourth quarter. Another thing that is important to understand with the process or case study of Galeria Północna is the fact that such development takes, if it's a small project, between 1 to 1.5 years, if it's a larger one, 1.5 to 2 years. But this project in terms of profit is recognized throughout the construction period, but at the end, when finally the project is completed successfully, there are several parameters which boost the company in terms of value and attractiveness to shareholders. First and foremost is the gross asset value that is increasing beyond the construction investment. So in the case of Galeria Północna, there was 155 million euro total profit or value increase as a result of the development activity. Second is the fact that the FFO is increased. I mentioned already 20% increase, and this is joining the already recurring income, so we exceed 100 million euro. And as you know, the recurring income last year was used by us mostly about 67% to distribute dividend. So that's an important part of the total return promise that we show via the operation of GTC. Next thing is the equity that is increased. Of course, the profit is part of the equity. And when we have higher equity, this means that we have higher capacity to borrow, to refinance, and to increase the cycle of development. In our case, we talk about 340 million euro of loans that are currently under discussion. Among them is a 200 million euro loan to refinance Galeria Północna. And the rest are money that will be allocated to construction or as part of the construction development. Thomas already mentioned in the previous slide on page 11 the fact that we have a very strong pipeline. But I think in addition to the fact that most of these projects are let already, or at least we have a significant term sheet. These projects also are in the process of being financed, or already finance was secured. In fact, Artico, White House, Adamol, Greenheart, finance has been secured, and the only two new ones that we got building permit recently, ABC1 and Matrix, these are under negotiations, and we expect to secure finance by the end of the year. So very strong projects under construction with finance that is already secured in very good terms. I would like also to mention that the refinance of Galeria Północna will significantly decrease the cost of finance. And will impact positively on the average cost of finance in the company. I'm moving ahead to the income statement. Over here, we can see the result for the 9 months and also for the 3 months. Obviously, this quarter, one of our best quarters ever, but I would say this is the first in line of other quarters that would reflect the growth in income, as well as completion of assets that are currently under construction and will join the income stream. Regarding the gross margin from operations, percentage-wise, we talk about 74-75%. That's a high level of profit margin, and with additional income, this will increase. Regarding other costs of the platform, selling expenses, G&A, were kept at the same level, as the platform has large capacity to develop more assets. Regarding the financial expenses, here we can see a slight increase together with the increase in the leverage. But if you look at the increase, it's about 1 million over 40 million of debt increase. Of course, that's a very simplistic approach to it, but give or take, we talk about average of 2.5% cost of finance, whereas we are now at 3.1. So definitely the tendency of the finance is to decrease, thereby increasing the FFO from the passive side. So on one hand, we increase it from the active side by completion of assets and by leasing, increasing the occupancy. And on the other hand, we cut cost of finance and increase the FFO. Taxation, only one comment, 22 million is a provision. The actual tax that is paid is about 3 million. And the rest is attributed to the recognition of revaluation profit. On the next page, we present the balance sheet. Here on the balance sheet, we can see the investment property, the growth in that, around 250 million euro. Cash situation is very well. We have, at the end of the period, 102 million euro cash. That's I would say cash that is allocated by us for further development, and we have several refinancing loans that will contribute further to the growth and to increase of the investment activity. Regarding the long-term debt, 930 million. We can see it on the next page, but again, once again, we see here how the equity significantly increased due to the development activity. The structure of debt is presented on page 21. Here we can see several conclusions. First, in terms of security, almost 80% of the debt is secured by SPV assets or ring fence, meaning there is no cross collaterals or there are no cross risks that are inflecting from one asset to another. The interest rate, 77% of it is fixed. Most of it is, of course, in euro, 86%. While the rest are in zloty. The zloty refer zloty, and we have one small loan in HUF. The zloty refers to bonds that are being repaid. We still have 1 year or two tranches ahead of us to repay the bonds. But we are replacing these bonds with euro bonds that A, cost us less, and B, provide us with more natural hedge regarding the currency exposure. In any case, the loans that are on other currency is a relatively small proportion. Regarding the debt maturity, looking ahead 12 months, we have almost 80 million euro of bonds that will mature. We are already facing demand from some of the bondholders to extend the bonds. They like these bonds. The bonds are traded right now with around 3.25 or 3.5% yield, and they are these bonds that will mature. It is likely that we will prolong them at the beginning of next year. The page 22 shows the conservative financing structure. I already elaborated on that. What's important to notice is that the amount of loans under negotiations for construction is 105 million, while the rest, 200 million, we talk about Galeria Północna, and potentially another 40 million euro tranche of bonds that may come this year, potentially this year. We are not under pressure to raise it, but if we find an opportunity and demand, there's a chance that we will do it. Regarding the cash flow statement, here we can see the three parts of the report. Operating activity still does not reflect Galeria Północna. In Q4, this will increase significantly. Then we have the investment activity. We managed to invest around 175 million euro so far this year. We are still looking at acquisition transactions, so this number may increase by the end of the year. But at the same time, all of our acquisitions are cherry-picked. We do not like to take unnecessary risks, and we'd like to buy only assets that are, in terms of they will bring us a growth potential that will be realized in relatively short time. Financing activity goes along with the investment activity, 123 million of borrowing versus 70 million euro that were repaid. Altogether, as it was mentioned already, cash of around 100 million at the end of the period. That concludes the financial review, and now we would like to open the lines for questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for a name to be announced. The first question comes from the line of Jakub Caithaml. Please ask your question.
Hi. Many thanks for the presentation. Actually, I don't have any questions related to the results per se because everything actually has been already pointed out. So perhaps just one question. If you could kindly elaborate on how do you see the transaction volume or how is evolving the transaction market from a point of view of a buyer if we would be looking at some of the more, say, remote or southern European cities like Zagreb, Sofia, or Belgrade, where the liquidity on the investment market hasn't been that high historically. Is this something which is changing now?
Yeah, Thomas Kurzmann. We do see a lot of changes, especially in Sofia and Zagreb. There are transactions. You can see them on diverse media. There was a lot of transactions in Sofia, for example, on shopping malls, but also on combined shopping and office projects. And we also saw in Zagreb certain big volumes on office buildings and shopping malls traded. Of course, big transactions are dominated at the moment from South African investors, but we also see already other investors looking into these markets more carefully, and I think this is just a matter of time. And also Western European investors will come back to this market.
Right, understood. So would it be correct to expect that if we would see an acquisition even in those markets, would it be mostly those value-add opportunities, or would you be at the right price looking to purchase even kind of a standing rent-generating and potentially well-leased asset?
We are all the time, of course, looking at acquisitions of income-producing assets. Unfortunately, the opportunities are rare, which means that, first of all, occupancy is up. Usually, we bought vacancy and tried to work it out. Most of the good located and good quality assets are now fully leased. But more important, and this is making it difficult for us to buy income-producing, is
that if you look at Sofia, but also to Zagreb, these two markets, I would say, are already in a range of very significant sub-8. So I would say that some of the assets are trading at a little bit above 7 to 7.5% yield. So this is exactly the reason why we accelerated our development activity in this market, because we will be still able to produce development yields of somewhere between 9 and 10%, and then we can generate a significant upside. Only if you have special situations with sellers under pressure, you might be able to do a lucky deal, but these deals are getting fewer and fewer.
Right, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the participation in our call, and we will be happy to present 2017 results in the first quarter of 2018. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Have a nice day.